Hey, Miss Jackson.
Yes.
Hey, I did find somebody for you. He gave me a 2-hour ETA because he is in a different city. But
one moment. I can barely hear you back. Well, hold on. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm outside and I can barely hear you.
No, it's okay.
Okay, what were you informing me of?
All right, so I do have somebody who's okay with doing the service. He is 2 hours away because he's in a different city, and he said the expense will be
$260. $250?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
Because he's out of state, and then that's the hook rate, and then it's $5
per mile. Who's out of state?
Let's see. Pinnacle Roadside. That's who we're contracted with, so we have to call them by our list, and then that's what popped up for us. So it's Pinnacle Roadside.
No, baby, I don't want a tow truck outside of Georgia. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Out of state, really?
I mean, out of city. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't the records that show 48 hours ago you guys told me?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's the difference today?
I can try to call that, that service you had called?
No, I know you can, but I'm asking you before you do that, explain the difference to me, please. Then me getting told 48 hours ago and me getting told today.
Because it's with the service you have, you get one service every 3 days.
You all didn't pay $250 to have me told 48 hours ago. They didn't charge roadside assistance $250.
Right, but since you're paying out of pocket, that's how much it was.
Okay, I'm counting on this. This makes it. For me to go 11 miles, $250. For being out of city, out of West City.
You said 2886 Clermont Road.
It says what?
288, that's where you're at right now. It's 2886 Clermont Road.
No. That's not what I informed you.
Here, we can't get that corrected real quick. Okay, let's see.
You asked me 3 times. Where was I? Am I my starting point and my arrival point? 3 times. That never came out. So where did it come from? I don't know.
Here, let's see. Can you give me the address one more time?
Exit 61, Interstate 85 North. To go 3 exits down. Exactly 3 exits down.
All right, so I did send an SMS text message. Can you see if you got that?
Okay, what does this text message want me to do?
When you open it, it should show you a latitude and a longitude.
Why do I need that when I just said exit 61 Interstate 85 northbound?
Oh, because it easily helps pinpoint you. And then I can also get more probing answers for the tow truck provider as well.
Sir, it can't get any easier than on the exit ramp 61 85 north Interstate. How much simpler can it get than that?
I'm sorry, but that's just
what
we use.
The police just pushed me off of the exit off to the side of the road on exit 61. It's in their lot. It's on cam. It's on camcorder. I mean, on their cam, whatever that thing they told me they put on their the cam, the camera, off the exit. Not at the exit and make a right and went 50 feet, the exit.
Let's see.
Do you all work from home?
No, ma'am.
You
we're all in
a home.
No, ma'am. We're in a call center.
And I am extremely damn frustrated, not on you personally, but with the service, because all my records, do you know I called for a tow on March 23rd? That tow truck has yet to come. That has yet to come. On Monday, I called back to find the EPA. They're saying that the provider canceled my tow. Why would the provider cancel my tow? So I had to wait and call again for another tow. 2 days later, I'm having another problem. The towing dispatch, it's not up to, you don't make the rules. You know, I know you personally don't make the rules. But as a customer, I'm pretty damn unhappy. What am I paying for if I've been waiting on the tow truck to pick me up since March 23rd, who's never showed up? Called Monday. You all canceled on me, and had been waiting. After my two-hour ETA, I wouldn't have even knew that it was canceled. No one called me and told me that it had been canceled. So I had to re-wait again, had to wait for another tow to come and wait all over again. And now you're telling me about some street name I ain't never heard of is where I'm supposed to be.
All right. Yeah, because that SMS text message that we usually send, they'll give you the exact location of where you're at.
But it didn't have to if I gave it to you verbally. Can't get any simpler saying on the exit ramp, exit number 61. Why would I need a longitude and all of that for that? Why?
I apologize. It's just what we use. It easily helps locate customers. We've used it a lot before.
But I didn't use it Monday. I didn't use it 2 days ago. I gave them the address. I didn't use it when I called back in March. I gave them my address. And this one can't be any simpler. I'm not giving you a street number, a house number, or a shopping mall on the damn exit ramp.
All right, and you said it was the Waffle House there, then the Shell gas station, then across from it is the McDonald's.
So we went through all of this, and you told me about the McDonald's. So, yes, nothing changed. Is this call being recorded?
Yes, ma'am.
in my own home?
No, ma'am. I'm still looking for you. Because it's trying to pinpoint you into Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm in the suburb of Atlanta. I'm not in the city of Atlanta. I don't even live in the city of Atlanta.
And the zip code is 30329?
Pardon me?
The zip code is 30329.
Say that again?
The zip code, is it 30329? All right, this is the I-85. I do see the Waffle House. I do see the Shells. I do see the McDonald's. All right. I do see the light. I do see the signs. Let's look at those signs real quick. Yep, and you say it was going northbound at the light, southbound of it to the right to that ramp.
I'm not southbound.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
I was asking, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm not southbound.
Right, you said you was northbound. I do see. All right, so I do have the address of where it's current, where you're currently at. For the address that's on file with me, it's 2886 Claremont Road. That's also in Atlanta, Georgia. It says you're going northbound.
No, you keep saying no, sir, no. Why you keep getting Claremont Road? Claremont Road is on the opposite side of town. That's on the north side. I'm far south. I mean, oh my God. Claremont is on one side of 285 up north Atlanta. I'm not in Atlanta. I'm south. Why do you keep saying that when I've told you 15 times this exit name is Sonoya Road? You've asked me to spell it for you. Why do you keep saying Claremont Road?
Is that the address of where you want to go?
No.
So the address of where you want to go is in Sonoya?
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to...
Are you new on the job? Why is this so difficult?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I speak to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm still trying to get you transferred.
Okay.
Ma'am, I'm still going to let you know that I'm still waiting for authorization to get you transferred.
Okay, sir. It don't take this for real. What's her name?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Now, please get your name.
Yes, it's Jonathan.
Jonathan Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Jonathan, you don't need authorization to transfer a call, and it don't take 6 minutes that I've been waiting to get transferred. I'm timing it. It don't take 6 minutes. If you can't do it, I prefer you tell me, because you already know my frustration, and this phone call is taking too long to request it, so. And if I'm paying for it out of pocket, I may not need to use it. Why don't you educate me, then, as though you are not paying for it? Do I need to just call on my own? If I do, please tell me, because
yes,
you're giving
ma'am,
me wrong access. Wrong. What services are you providing for me right now?
Tow service.
But you're not paying for it, right? And I can't even get transferred, right? And you don't even have the right street name or the right exit or the right city, right?
No, ma'am. I have to ask for authorization to transfer you.
Okay, what am I waiting on, sir? I'm trying to be real calm. What am I waiting on?
I'm waiting for the supervisor to give me authorization. That's all I can do right now.
You're waiting for them to do what?
Get authorization so I can pull you into the transfer.
Now, this call is being recorded, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mr. Jonathan Jackson, if you cannot help me, please tell me so.
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing everything in my power that I can.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What?
I'm doing everything in my power to do so.
To do what?
Get you transferred and make sure to find your services.
If you can't help me, because you apparently can't transfer the call, if you can't help me, can you please kindly tell me so? Because you're holding, I'm holding, and nothing's getting accomplished. And this is a callback that something didn't get accomplished during the first call. And I'm not yelling, fussing, or cussing.
I understand, and I do apologize. When the supervisors, I'm still waiting for them to reply. But if you want to hang up, that you can.
No, that's not what I asked you about, what I want to. I'm asking you, what can you do for me? That's why I asked, were you all working remotely? You said, no, you were in the call center. If remotely, I could understand. But if you were in the call center, what's taking so long?
Here we go. I did just get the escalation. Oh, right here. There you go, ma'am. I do now have authorization to transfer you. And I am now going
to
do so.
Okay. Who are you transferring me to, Ms. Jackson?
To a supervisor.
Okay, I need a name.
It will be whatever supervisor.
You just got authorization from someone who just gave you authorization.
My supervisor, I can't say, because there's more than one supervisor.
Right, and I'm asking you which one. If you can't tell me who told you I could be transferred, nor you could tell me who I'm being transferred to, put yourself in my shoes. What would you do if you was me? If you was the consumer calling the service that you pay for, how would you feel right now? Now, if you talking to me, I can't tell you anything. I can't tell you who told me I could transfer you, know who I'm transferring. How would you feel and what would you do?
Here, I can see who can be on. Let's see. All right. So one supervisor I do have on file would be Mr. Odell, Mr. Bams. He will be in assistance as well. But I'm not sure he's going to be the one that's going to be in the call.
Well, I just want to be sure of the one who's going to get the call. Just when I'm, so now, oh, my God, I'm still unknown. And you guarantee me that this call is being recorded, right?
Because yes, ma'am.
Miss Jennifer, if you see that in the notes, who's the supervisor, trust me, go back to my notes. I spoke with Miss Jennifer on Monday, who said she was a supervisor investigating and researching. I'm just going to call her tomorrow as cut to review this call. Is she available? Jennifer, read this. Today is the 4th. Please read the note from the 2nd, please.
From the 2nd. I have to pull that ticket up. Okay, let's see. Let's grab your phone number. Let's see.
Between 2:30 and 3:00, to be precise. Between 2:30 p.m. and 3:00 p.m. to be precise, Jennifer. She's the supervisor. I thought spoke to Jennifer. She said the customer service given previously was unacceptable. And I'm experiencing the same thing today. I've been on the call with you now for 26 minutes with nothing accomplished. Doing you calling me back with nothing accomplished in this 26-minute phone call.
Here you go. I do see the ticket for the same thing.
Do you see where I spoke with Ms. Jennifer, who claimed she was the manager and was going to investigate?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I did get a name. So why can't get one today?
Because there's more than one supervisor agent. She is not the only one.
I didn't ask for her. I'm asking, doing this almost 27-minute conversation, what are we getting accomplished? I done told you umpteen times where I'm at and where I'm trying to go. What's been accomplished?
Well, ma'am, I did try to give you an SMS, and that will help me locate you. Various agents across this this platform have used the SMS feature.
When it's not needed, when all you need is exit 6185, interstate 85 north. That's all that's been needed. Can be more precise than that. You done told me how you see the Waffle House, the Chick-fil-A, the McDonald's. What more do you need that's been accomplished during this phone call? Because since I've been holding, you called me back. You still haven't sent me a tow truck.
Oh, ma'am, I can't get you transferred.
To who?
To a supervisor. Any supervisor that's going to be available on call.
What have you done?
Locating providers. I've called at least two providers so far. And then the one I have gotten a call from and gave the $260 out-of-pocket fee.
Talk, you saying that it's out the city, out the state?
Right, he's 26 miles out.
And you haven't been able to find one closer than 26 miles out?
No, ma'am, I'm only going from what is on our list.
Okay, I'm just going to call back tomorrow. I'm going to find him.
All right, yes, ma'am.